We're chatting with the boys from the Darcys. You guys are playing tonight at the Rec Room.
We honestly right. taking photos still.
Yeah.
Someone's got to keep up with the social That's media right. around here.
So you guys came up from LA. What are you guys excited for the most on this swing of shows? You guys got one tonight in Calgary and one tomorrow in Edmonton.
Mostly the VR video games, I think. I'm very excited about it. I've never played in an adult arcade before, but I am fired up.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Also, playing our new song Trouble Found Me, like when we were writing it,
yeah,
we had just kind of got back to playing shows, and we're like, let's write something that's just so fun to play, and it feels like a win because we got there, and the last few shows that we played, just rocking out doing this tune, it's just the most fun. So
yeah, we played it for the first time the day before it came out, and okay. people were just like, this is gonna be great. So it's been hitting really hard. It's been really fun to get it out there.
Yeah, because I know like Washed Away was huge for you guys last year. Mm-hmm. And then when Matt sent out like the email saying like, we got new Darcys, I listened to that track. I'm like, holy man, this is way different, but this is awesome. Like, I can't imagine what this sounds like live.
I don't want to blow your mind, but the next one's even better.
Whoa.
No, it's so good. Whoa. Yeah, it's so good.
Chart trending.
But that's
upwards.
Not for a while. That's not for a while. So
yeah, we got a little distracted. And everyone's like, when's the record done? When's the record done? And you're like, stop asking. Yeah. We're not there yet. But we were in the studio recently cutting a bunch of stuff. So it's coming along.
Yeah, it's coming along.
It's wild so far. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know like when you go into the studio to like record stuff, I know you guys were mentioning like before the interview that, you know.
The pre-interview.
Yeah, the pre-interview yeah. to this full interview uh-huh. That you guys were like recording stuff down in LA and like everything you want to put out is like high energy, like banger energy. Like is there, when you went into the studio for this track, was it like, we got to put out something that's just like super fun to play?
Yeah. Like I think that last year and a bit of the year before post COVID playing shows again was just such a wonderful, refreshing reminder that this is an amazing, cathartic, almost like religious space. Like you go there and play shows and people just are present and engaged and it's so exciting. And wanting to feed into that energy more is like kind of the wave we rode into the studio. And I think we've been trying to like think less and do more in that space and being able to just ride this wave of like, this is a rock song. These are high energy songs. And this is this little pocket we're in right now. Like, don't overthink it. Don't make like a ballad because you don't have one. Just if you got a lot of these high energy songs, just make them and we can figure them out later. And not like edit too much too fast. And then yeah, we just had this run of like stuff that's very exciting. So
oh, that's sweet.
It's
I know
just what's up because we were working on this project where we had to create like a bunch of high octane rock songs for this like unrelated thing, but we were just cranking them out and we started like doing them very quickly and we were just fully in the mindset. We were like trained high octane rock riff maestros, and so like there all these other things came from that and we were just like laughing, having the most fun with it, but also like randomly I'd slip up and then start playing like an Audio Slave riff or like it would just turn into some like Chili Pepper song and be like no like it's too close,
listen,
there back
were,
it almost veered
like Audio Slave riff rock for a while and we had to rein that in for a second, but I hope at some point we just get a moment, you know, kind of like Fools or something where you have that riff for just a little bit.
Channeling your inner Morello.
That's
saying,
right.
Oh yeah, exactly.
God. That's right.
Now, aside, I was creeping your guys' Twitter, like looking for stuff to, you know, like yeah, ask you guys about.
I also realized that this is a thing that radio does, and yeah. I haven't been really on Twitter all that much recently, and I should have been having thoughts on there so that you could mine it for information. But go on.
What is your go-to Audio Slave song? Because okay, I saw that tweeted out, and I'm like, that is such a good album.
It is so good. I have so many great memories about that album. I was also like, yeah, so many good, some I can't say on the air, but I also got a stunt driving speeding ticket in New Brunswick listening to Like a Stone by accident. Like it's the only speeding ticket I've ever got in my life. And I just was raging to this song and in with Jason, we were on tour and, I just didn't notice that we were coming up on a toll. And so it went from like 110 to like 50 to 40, like really fast. And I was just like
headbanging. Like this is full Wayne's World, like rocking out Bohemian Rhapsody
yeah,
style.
Like we were just going. And And I wasn't speeding relative to the speed limit 2 minutes prior. And the cop pulled me over and was like,
what are you doing?
What the hell is going on here? Like, also, like, this vehicle shouldn't be going this fast, period. Like, what are you doing? And he gave me a ticket. And he's like, I think by law I have to give you a stunt driving ticket because you're going so fast.
What?
And I was like, can I be honest with you? And the other thing is that we had seen one of our friends that gave us a care package, but they were all these like toy, like dart guns. So then the cop pulled us over. They were like all these like dart guns in the front seat and stuff. And like, I was like, this is maybe not great.
He's walking up to the front seat of the car. All he hears is Audio Slave, and he sees toy guns around the car. He's what are these dudes doing?
Close, but I had the Audio Slave off, and I was like, I got to be honest with you. I was going really fast because I was listening to this song, and I turned it up to show him, and he was like, he just paused. He goes, that's a big tune. And then he's like, if I was you, I'd fight this in court. Maybe I won't show up. And that's what happened.
I don't think we ever went back to New Brunswick.
I've never been to New Brunswick since. I'm wanted.
Dodging it.
I'm wanted at that toll booth.
Oh, my God.
So I don't listen to that song anymore. I'm worried that I'll levitate.
That's not the track on that album that I would have thought you'd be like speeding super hard
like
to, right?
All of it. It's all so good. It's all so good. I feel like my hot take is that I like that record more than any Rage record or audio or Soundgarden record, but I don't know if that's true, but that's how I feel in this moment.
Oh my goodness. I was also reading on your Twitter about you guys, you know, getting in the studio and starting to write again. And you guys mentioned that your daily 2 p.m. Pop-Tart habit contributed to how good the new tracks are.
I was trying to get sponsored. I don't know if you could tell.
At Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, at Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts is the fuel of this record.
At Pop-Tarts, please send me a case of Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
This is a fun thing about living in America is you go to the store and you go to the Pop-Tart aisle or like the Oreo section or whatever. You know, there's not like three options.
It's an aisle.
It's an entire universe of Pop-Tarts. And we were at whatever Target or something and we're like, yo, have you ever had this flavor? It's like, no. What about this one? And we're like, okay, we're only buying one box. But we're trying to like work our way through the entire catalog.
So we left with four different boxes. We tried to only buy one box to like rein it in, so we weren't just eating like five Pop-Tarts a day. But you can get any flavor you want.
Well, and they dropped like the limited edition ones. Like you can't not pick those up because you don't know if they're going to be there the next time.
I'm collecting them like sneakers. You know what I mean? Like I'm in.
I'm not saying this is a good thing. It's just a thing that we're doing.
But Pop-Tarts, if you're listening, let me know. I'm available.
Please
to you.
No. Please don't do it.
The Darcy's at the Rec Room, sponsored by Pop-Tarts.
That's right. That's right.
Pop-Tarts for all.
I'll put a Pop-Tart on the kick drum.
Oh, man. just not even an actual one, just a printout picture.
No, you could have a toaster on stage like halfway through, like an intermission, or Wes could be doing a drum solo, and then I could like pop two down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get a little plate, bring one over to him. They're so hot, though, when they come out of the toaster because the icing, it burns me every time.
You know, you're really talking to us about the things we want to talk about. I don't really want to talk about music all that much, but Pop-Tarts, we could go off on this.
Hot tart handling gloves included.
Yeah, I need a Pop-Tart glove so that I can eat it immediately because my mouth can handle the heat, but my hand can't.
That's interesting because it's usually the other way around. Usually,
when this stuff's too hot, you juggle it and then you throw it in your mouth, don't you?
Sip hot soup. But you put your hand in it.
It doesn't work.
Don't put your hand
in the
soup.
That's why you don't eat soup with your hands. Because it's too hot. But it can go in your mouth.
You just scoop it. And yeah. You just eat.
I don't even need a bowl. I just pour it right in there.
Right from the can?
That's right. Right from the stove.
In the cab. It's like your own little cup.
That's right.
I'll bring it back on track to music for a second. No. When you guys come and visit Alberta, is there like a specific spot that you guys really like to visit? Like pre-show? Something that maybe like
it's just the mountains, like where we live there's older rolling mountains, but like you just see them, like we came out of the hotel and turned left and they were just there and it's just like amazing. You know, and I like love Calgary and we've been here a lot, and like I heard Broken City's no longer, is that a thing?
Yeah, they're rebranding it into like a vegan bar or something. Like they'll still play shows there, but it's not Broken City anymore.
But so like all those things change, but the like just getting that vista is just is amazing.
I mean, it's something so we've alive. Tried to incorporate into all of our travels because, you know, you show up to a city and you drink a beer and play a show, stay at a random hotel and take off the next day. It's hard to absorb the actual place. So we kind of put into our cycle of things, find a hike to go on, like get outside, see something and like try to do something local. And so in that way, we're kind of collecting these like little postcard moments, yeah. which feels very wholesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, we went on a hike today already and nice. It's a beautiful day outside.
Where'd you guys go for the hike?
I forget.
Just past Calgary Winter Park Center or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like a little ridge there. Nice. I don't know the name of it, but it was beautiful. That's what we were doing right before here.
It was nice.
Saw a lot of dogs. Nice. But like I
Nose Hill.
Nose Hill. That's right. Nose Hill.
Yeah.
But when we first came here, we went to that hot dog place. Do you remember the name?
Tubby Dog?
Tubby Dog.
Yeah.
They actually just reopened it. Oh, my. So it closed, then they've reopened it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jason and I are propsing for those that did need.
I don't know if a Tubby Dog. I don't want to slander Tubby Dog. Never mind. No comment. Maybe a post-show snack, not a pre-show snack.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You don't want to know. But that was like one of the first things we ever did here, especially with, I think, Matt. Like, we came here and talked about some song that never could have got played on the radio, and then had a Tubby Dog and life felt good.
Nice.
And we've come so far from there.
Well, and it's interesting because, like, you know, when you are traveling, either like on your own vacation or, you know, like when you're touring, it's tough to actually like connect with a city because you're like, you know, like for you guys, you go venue, hotel, you might travel out the next day.
We went to Australia for 10 days, flew 9 times, and I can tell you right now, I've seen nothing.
Really?
About Australia. They have no marsupial, no ocean, like nothing. We were just there and then gone. We literally could have gone to like Red Deer. Like it would have been the same, which is equally as good. But like just nothing. That guy running by the window is distracting me. He's really going.
Is that a Jamaica running suit?
But like it's kind of like the Jamaican bobsled team suit from the movie.
Yeah, full onesie, it's full length onesie.
He's kind of like falling forward while running. It's kind of amazing.
Is he late for his bobsled?
Yeah, go for maybe. It, buddy.
This is a good bobsled city, isn't it? You still got the track?
I think so, yeah.
That's what we should do. Contest X Darcy's win a bobsled ride with the Darcy's.
Like in the back, like you push in a professional drives? Yeah. Or you just want to go full skeleton?
Full skeleton. You lose, yeah. It's win luge.
I think it's luge. For an unskilled luger?
Yeah, that's right.
Lugist.
Anyway, you can have that idea.
They're going to edit this down.
I'll send that to promo.
Yeah.
I've got one more question for you guys. Matt and I were talking about this yesterday morning, and I'm going to try it later on my show. How many Cadbury cream eggs do you guys think that you could eat in 1 minute?
1 minute?
Yeah.
Do you want to know the honest truth? Maybe zero.
Maybe zero.
I hate them.
Oh. But,
however, mini eggs, I could eat like 1 liter of them in a minute.
A liter of
I love those.
Eggs. Just pouring them right down the throat.
They are my all-time favorite.
They're really candy. Crispy. Like, think about how much chomping you'd have to do.
No, it's fine. I just duck. You'd be like a duck. I just slurp them down. But they are so good. And now that they're around all the time, it's not as fun. But when they were only around at Easter, it was like the joy of my life.
Yeah.
What about you? Cream egg?
Yeah. 17.
17. Right. I tried last night because the world record is 6.
Yeah, they're so gooey.
Yeah. And I tried to tried to do 1 last night.
In a minute?
I got 1 in 45 seconds. Wow. The world record's 6, but it's because it gums up and gets like concrete-y in your mouth. If the chocolate and the cream mix with saliva.
So you got to swallow them whole?
So what if you break it in half, slurp it, and then eat it? Could you speed your system up?
Can you pre-process them? Like, could you separate the internal goo from
eat the chocolate, snort the goo. You could probably
snort the goo.
Do like 10.
Yeah.
Just get a little straw, like poke it in the top, drink the goo, and then just crush the chocolate.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea.
So you can call in if you're experimenting with this yourself and let us know how it goes.
Right.
But we'll be gone.
Shine UV light directly into your body also. These are all good ideas.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, thank you for dropping by, guys. Good luck on the show tonight at the Rec Room. Hopefully you get lots of VR in before before the thing. That'll be an interesting show atmosphere.
I'm excited. I think people are going to be there to have fun and enjoy it and that's why we're here.
It's going to be good.
Love it.
Can't wait.
Thanks.
All right, boys. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you.
Oh, man.